T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
William Henderson joining us here. How you been, man?
I'm doing great.
You still look like you could play.
Well, you are too kind, and I'm glad your eye doctor still sucks. But that's good. That's good stuff, man.
What have you been up to?
Oh, man, I'm having a great time coming back to Wisconsin as much as I can, you know, trying to support the community that supported me for so many years.
Right.
This year, got putting in my second annual Henderson's Ride for Hope up in Port Washington, Wisconsin. Look forward to everybody coming out on June 15th, 16th.
That's a cycling one where you're pedaling.
It's pedaling, but you don't have to ride the party.
And, okay.
And we've got party. It's more of a party than a ride.
Right.
We do have the ride on the 16th for those who want to come out and exercise with me a little bit. But if you just want to come out and have some beer, have some great time sitting in the park, enjoying wonderful bands. And Cold Dock Park, Port Washington, Wisconsin.
Unbelievable. Really nice place.
Unbelievable. Gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous place. Not too far from Milwaukee at all. 15 minutes outside the city.
Not
and
bad.
You can come up and hang out with me. I got several of my boys with me this year. Dorsey, 11, Santana Dotson, Tony Fisher, Doug Evans, Najee Davenport, Matthew Dorsett, Tyrone Williams, and the Olympic speed skating team's coming out to hang out with me as well.
That's not bad at all.
It's going to be, you know, a bunch of guys wanting to come out and do what we can to help fight bullying, help the Child Advocate Center of Lakeshore Regional Child Advocacy Center.
So when they talk about cycling, how far do you cycle?
I'm probably going to get about 60 miles in.
Really?
But,
okay.
Yeah, I usually go as much as I can and how long I can. If time allows me, I'll stay out there all day. And, you know, but
do you do it every day or?
Not right now. Unfortunately, I'm only getting probably 1 to 2 rides in a week.
Okay.
I want to get more, but time and weather.
I do 10 to 20 a day.
Time and weather, you know, kind of hinders a lot of things.
Right.
But, you know, it's just one of those things that I'm not playing any longer.
Right.
So,
it's just the anti-William player.
Well, anti-William trying to play football, not going to happen anymore.
Right.
So I got to do what I can to keep in shape. And I have a chance to do something with a purpose right now and support young ladies. But I got my buddy Maddie here with me today. She's our spokesperson for the year. And if I can ride for a purpose and ride and help stop bullying, I want to do that, and that's what I'm trying to do. And Maddie, why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Go ahead and tell us about you and why you're part of the anti-bullying campaign, Maddie.
I have been bullied my almost entire life, and so I thought this was a good way to kind of like help with it, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
help stop other kids from being bullied.
Yeah.
So Maddie's now you're homeschooled now, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so bad in school.
Yes.
And we're just hearing so many issues like that.
Right.
Kids are being pulled out of their safe haven. And we want to get it to a point where they can feel safe again and help the community understand that they got to support each other.
Right.
Child advocacy is the avenue. If, unfortunately, you don't feel you can do it on your own, they are that bridge between the public and the legal.
It's funny because we talk about it. I know Leroy Butler goes on and speaks on that kind of stuff all the time, and every school has the anti-bullying campaigns, but you almost get the feeling at times that it's words. You know, unless you take an active approach and really kind of spearhead something within your school,
it
becomes words. It really falls on deaf ears.
Well, that's why we've taken the approach that we got to get in there. And I'm actually one for being actively going in and trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a counselor. I do support promoting the counselors and the available community within the school and within the neighborhoods to commute in the communities to support and to help encourage ongoing neighborhood relationships, but I do what I can to help kids understand that they need to do what they can to help other people, weaker people than they feel that they are, to help promote them and support them so that they can rise and reach their true potential. And young ladies like Maddie are amazing,
yeah,
and who've been bullied and unfortunately bullied, and we want to do what we can to help these young people have a voice and be stronger and live the life that they're supposed to live. And unfortunately, bully side has taken over and become our number one reason to get out there and be actively trying to do so. Bully side is taking over as the number one cause of death for teenagers.
So, Maddie, real quick, and I'm going to ask you just one question. So what could have been done, do you feel, would have been done or should have been done in your situation to the point that you didn't have to leave school?
People could have easily helped better, and school could have done a lot more.
Yeah.
But they couldn't since it was on social media.
Okay. Yeah, that's another area that's, you know, I've always said it's Twitter muscles. Every faceless, nameless people who can say something without any repercussion And it is what it is.
And a lot of it just is a re-education of what really is the responsibility of the community. And right now...
And parents.
But again, we just have to do a better job of reaching out and educating. And it's an active participation. Mm-hmm. It can't be just a passive that, yeah, it's going to fix itself. These are just kids being kids. No, it's not. And it's gotten to the point where literally young ladies like Maddie are being asked to end their own lives and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no place for that in the community, and we have to again understand that we can only build stronger communities when we actively try.
Yeah, the number one thing I've always said is screenshot. Get it, put it out there, say this is the person that's doing this, and then you know, there's so many more people like Maddie out there than there are the bullies, unfortunately. The bullies are the ones that are heard the loudest.
Well, the reason why we're supporting child advocacy because the teachers in the schools have their hands tied in so many ways. You can take a screenshot of the picture, you can send it to the police. But there's a lot more legwork that needs to be done,
right.
And programs like how advocacy.
To the parents. If the parents aren't going to do anything, then you're really kind of screwed with your youth today.
Right. So that's why we had to get advocacy involved, because then you start bringing the legal in, and that's when people really take notice and they start putting some pressure on the kids to stop.
Yeah.
And again, the education. But that again, child advocacy is a nonprofit program. And
it's
we have to do, we got to support them.
It's coming up June 15th and 16th. If they want to get more information or want to join you, how do they do that?
They can go to Henderson'sRideForHope.com, or they can come out to one of the many events. We got tomorrow, we have a kickoff party at the Scene One restaurant on 5526 North Avenue, 5526 West North Avenue, Scene One restaurant. You can come out there and help support. Beaufort Dean is doing a kickoff there tomorrow night with us. Buffeting beer. And then we've got events 18th and 19th of May, Exquisite Threading. They're showing support to us through all their locations.
Exquisite Threading.
Exquisite Threading is showing support.
Is that how you got that shine on your head?
Hey, man.
They took all the hair out?
Trying to make me look as beautiful as I can, having the ball dome glow, baby.
See one hair come up and they're threading that thing right the heck out of there, without a doubt.
Hey, man. Bald is beautiful.
There you go. Hey, I do want to talk a little Packers with you. So, I mean, I know you pay close attention to all this stuff, but how, as a player in a locker room, and you've seen some different coaches, when you see coordinator changeovers, your player position coaches get changed over. I mean, everything's been changed over for McCarthy. And I've said, on one hand, it's good because you get new voices in there. It can be a different of ideas. You bring back a good guy like Joe Philbin.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there's nobody really left to let go but the head coach himself. Sometimes you paint yourself in a corner when you say a new voice is needed. So give me your thoughts on the changes that have taken place in Green Bay.
I'm loving a lot of changes. I mean, I'm not trying to beat Don Capers down. I think he's been a tremendous coach. He's had some success for many years. But I think we needed a fresh voice in calling and creating a defensive format that's going to create some confusion and some frustration for other offenses. And I believe that the talent pool that the Packers have had for the last few years and the group they have coming up, they do have depth. But they haven't been playing to their true potential. And I think creating some more scheme, some more dynamic defensive blitz packages are going to get the offense more opportunities with the ball because they're going to frustrate the opposition. Offensively, we lost some key players and we've lost some coaches that people have had some they've had a lot they like, but they truly haven't shown that they were so great that we couldn't replace them with somebody else. Philbin is – if you get Philbin back in your arsenal. Yeah. Coach Joe Philbin is amazing. He understands the game.
You get this, and I've seen it, and I've had a chance to talk to guys about it, specifically Aaron. But when you talk about adding Joe Philbin, people say, well, you know, Mike McCarthy's a play caller. But tell people what Joe, because Joe to me is always, if you got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you've got Aaron, who's a piece of white bread on the bottom, and he's the guy that makes it go. And then you've got Mike McCarthy, that's the other piece of white bread. But the guy that holds it all together has always been Joe Philbin.
You got to have the glue, and Joe is that, he's that substance in the middle, but he has so many dynamic packages, and he's got such a great mindset of creating amazing threats for threatening offensive plans going forward. He doesn't call the same thing over. He doesn't get you into ruts. He actually coaches. He coaches a player to his ability, and not just coaching to be calling plays. You can have play calling coaches, and sometimes they are successful. But I look at the success of Doug Peterson last year, coaching to the strength of your player.
Right.
Is what you need a coach to be able to do. And that shows his dynamic and ability as a coach to pull out the best part in you and not just call a play and expect it to happen. You can practice a play till it looks great in practice, but in different scenarios and knowing the player personnel you're dealing with, Joe calls plays to support to make the player look good, no matter if he might be out of position in some ways, in some offenses, Joe creates a situation where he's going to be in position in the offense Joe calls.
Joe has been a guy that, and because Mike is the head coach and deals with all the personnel stuff and deals with everything. Right. Joe has been the guy that he knows what he's looking for in a film. So he's the guy that says, when we're going to set up a video session, this is what I want. He knows. I've always said it's kind of like there's people that take the conglomeration of hieroglyphics that is a playbook in the National Football League mm-hmm. and turns it into 101 cat in a hat reading. And I've always said that is Joe Philbin. He can make it easy for you to understand where you're supposed to be.
Football 101 dumbifies it. Football for dummy. He makes it so you can understand it, but he also can help you pick apart a film session, understand finding those little nuances in a defense that – you can study, and therefore you can know, anticipate what's going to happen when they're on the other side of the ball. You feel like you're a play and a half ahead of the game instead of trying to catch up with what's going on. He's not a reactive coach. He's definitely a directing coach.
Now, with the changes that have taken place, what is the likelihood, or let me ask you this, should the expectations still be Super Bowl, or do you have to allow a season for this to kind of marinate before things really hit the ground running?
I don't see the Packers. I haven't seen the Packers since I joined this organization, and I say I'm not officially an employee of the Packers, but I still associate myself with them in so many right. ways. Since I became on this Packer radar, I've never seen a team that hasn't played with Super Bowl, postseason Super Bowl as part of your forecast. This team is tremendous. Yes, we did lose Jordy, and it hurts losing the guy who's a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But Adams and Cobb are there. We right. got players that can make the plays, and you added the dimension of a tight end that can go out and block, but he can receive. You've added positions that you needed to make that true dynamics of this offense available to you. The running game was the big question. I think they're going to answer those questions this year as well. So I'm looking forward to great things.
I like what I saw out of the running game last year.
Last year was building, so this year is going to be even better.
Right.
But again, having that complement of the running game to allow Aaron is a better quarterback, and he would probably agree with, when you're not always relying on his arm, when you allow, we have some other weapons, and that running game being a weapon that takes the defenses out of their drop back stances and mm-hmm. have them play pressure up front, because they're worried about 2 to 3 yard progressions on the offense. If they're worried about a 2 to 3 yard running progression, then they're going to have to bring some defensive backs up, which allow the big passes and the big plays to happen.
It is going to be the Party with the Pack, and it's June 15th and 16th this year in Port Washington, Cold Dock Park. You can go there. Also, they can find the information at Henderson's Ride for Hope, correct? Henderson's Ride for Hope is where the website is, so you can also go there and find out all the information. And it should be a great event. It should be a lot of fun. It's for a very worthy cause. Maddie, thank you for coming in, and thanks for hanging out with us a little while, okay?
Okay.
Appreciate it. Best of luck to you. And William as well, anything else that you need to throw in there real quick?
Well, I want to thank all our sponsors, and please go to Henderson's Ride for Hope. Look at the sponsor package. We've got a tremendous amount of companies that have come out this year, stepped up for us.
Mandel, Packers Give Back. Aurora Healthcare. You've got the Green Bay Packers Give Back. You've got U.S. Bank. What is that? Country and Suites. Community Printing. I mean, Horns RV. You got a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah,
you got a lot of people.
B3. Packers. Yeah, all the group, man. I just, again, thank everybody for helping me make my
Clean Test products. I got to get them in. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
They're all out there.
What are you, like NASCAR now? Holy crap! You got all these patches on your like riding pants or something? Holy mackerel! You got sponsors all over the place.
Well, I definitely want to thank Eric Von Strader and Slatehorn and all the groups, because
and
they are doing and Sargento. They're all doing it. They're helping me be here. So thank you.
There you go. Appreciate. There you go. That's William Henderson. He joins us for a couple of minutes. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll hear from the Packers linebacker coming up right after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.